dodged the bullet. I should be relieved. I am relieved. But I'm also envious. Why am I learning all of this from you and not my agent?
Liza will get the call tomorrow. I thought you should hear this from me. I know we knock heads, but we made a good team.
Past tense.
We're friends.
More like flirty work associates. But since he does look slightly upset, I don't press the point. He reaches across the table and lays his hand over mine.
It's not the end of the world.
Normally, his touch, however slight, would incite a fluttery feeling. I've always had a thing for Ben. Right now, I feel sick. Not the world, I say, unable to squash my resentment. Just my world. Gaze intent, Ben, my former producer and so-called friend, leans forward and lowers his voice.
Look at it as a chance to explore new options. A chance to get a damn life.
I have a damn life. Tempering my own tone, I match his heated stare. Why did you bring me to a crowded restaurant to serve me my walking papers? Oh, wait. Oh, hell. Because you knew I wouldn't rant or cry in public.
There is that. Also, his lip crooks. The studio's picking up the tab.
His attempt to lighten the mood sucks, but that doesn't stop me from jumping on his stick-it-to-them offer. I'm ordering the most expensive entree on the menu, plus another bottle of wine.
That's my girl.
Something he used to say every time I nailed a tough assignment. It used to make me smile. Chapter 2. Ben's right. I won't cause a public scene. I have my pride. But a woman only has so much restraint. I feel mine slipping with each sip of wine. He mentioned, then skated over, the shocking reveal of my replacement, choosing to focus on the daredevil antics she'll be tackling, most of them taking place in remote and treacherous regions, regions more suited to a survivalist than a tourist. Now he's reminding me of the time I balked at cage diving with great whites in Oz, and how I gave him guff when he asked that I wear a bikini as opposed to a wetsuit.
Missy's game for anything, he says. And unlike you, she's an athlete.
She's also a cliched bombshell, more beauty than brains. When did life-threatening become synonymous with adventurous, I ask. Whatever happened to wit and intellect? He gives me a look.
Do I really have to spell it out?
Of course he doesn't. The fact that I even voiced that annoyance screams of an outdated mindset. And that, I think, as I finish off my wine, is the elephant in the room. My age. The more Ben talks, the greater my distress. I can memorize and retain pages of script, wax poetic about art and history and architectural wonders. I can entice armchair travelers to immerse themselves in the experience. But I can't turn back time. The waiter serves our meals. I stare at my plate, overwhelmed by the colossal portion and rich aromas, blindsided by a wave of depression that overshadows my fury. Without so much as tasting my 50-ounce ribeye a la Oscar, I ask the waiter for a jumbo doggy bag and another bottle of wine. To his credit, Ben doesn't try to talk me into staying, nor does he argue when I refuse a ride home. At least give me the pleasure of walking out on you, I say with half-hearted snark. By the time I get back home to my apartment in a brownstone, my feet are cramping and my restraint is shot. I slam my apartment door. Damn it! Kick off my 4-inch heels. Hands trembling, I set the expensive bottle of wine on the counter, along with the excessive dinner. I grab a tissue and pitch the empty box. As hot tears flow, I open and bang shut cupboards, looking for a fresh supply. I settle on a roll of paper towels. Freaking Missy Delacorte? Seriously? Blowing my nose into a wad of absorbent picker-uppers, I drop onto the sofa, rattled by the intensity of my venomous thoughts and shattered feelings. It's not like I haven't suffered rejection before.